Hello, I want to welcome you to the broadcast today. My name is Chaplain Blondie Gregory. Today I want to share with you a verse of scripture, and I want to tell you some things that I know will touch your heart today if you'll stay tuned. But first, I want to pray for you. Father, I pray for all of my listeners right now, Lord. Help them all. Everybody's got so many needs. And there's those that are listening today. They're being lazy. They're not in church, and they know they should be. Help them to get up. Give them an unction and a mind to get up and go to the house of God. And Lord, for those that are not born again, I ask that you give them revelation knowledge that they must be born again. I pray, God, let them know that the only way into you, God the Father, is through your Son, Jesus Christ. Let them know that they must be born again. Touch hearts and lives, I pray, across this land. And I pray a special for our great country. God, please bring a revival to America. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Today I want to read out of 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 18. For the preaching of the cross is to them that perish foolishness, but unto them which are saved it is the power of God. I want to talk about that. 40 years of trucking, 40 years of traveling, we met a lot of people. Still meeting a lot of wonderful people. But there's a man that stands out in my mind that my husband and I was in service in Appomattox, Virginia. And the gentleman was going to come. He was a Gideon. And he was going to talk to the church and preach that morning about the Lord Jesus Christ and talk about the ministry that the Gideons had. And this gentleman had been formerly in a car wreck, and he received some injuries from that, and he was recovering from his injuries. But he came that morning, and he stood up front, and he was preaching to the people, and all of a sudden he got off balance, and he hit the floor like a ton of bricks. And everybody in the church just gasped. And he hit so hard, and they just, like, oh, you know, they couldn't believe that this happened. And while he was on the floor, he looked at one of the deacons who was sitting on the front row, and he looked at him and he said, "Help me back up for the cause of Christ." And the deacon reached down, picked him up, stood him back on his feet, and he never missed a beat, and he kept on preaching. That shook me to my core. Most people, if they'd had such a thing happen, they would have quit. They would have been, "Oh, I can't go on." But I'll never forget what he said. "Help me back up for the cause of Christ." Some of you today, there is absolutely not a thing wrong with you. There's no reason you couldn't go on for the cause of Christ. But this man that we were privileged to meet that morning had adversary against him, had issues against him, and he fell to the floor, but he didn't quit. He didn't give up. He didn't stop. He didn't slow up. He didn't apologize for it. He didn't give an explanation. He just said, "Help me back up for the cause of Christ." I want to ask you, have you ever helped any back up for the cause of Christ? Or when they fail, did you just leave them there? Have you ever reached down and helped somebody back up when they stumbled and fell? Did you ever gird them up, hold them up, help them to stand back on their feet? Did you find fault with them? Did you talk about them? Or did you help them back up? Let me tell you something. If you live long enough, you're going to need help back up. If you live long enough, there will come a time in your life you're going to need help back up. And you know what you sow, you're going to reap. Many times there's people, they don't say it with their mouth, but they say it with their life and their actions. They need help. And what is it going to cost you to reach down and help somebody back up? What is it going to do? The life that you'll change, their life, and they can change your life. Let me tell you, never get too busy that you can't ask for help, and never get too busy that you can't give help. We're in the end time in the last days, and we all need help for the cause of Christ. We need to get back up, we need to brush ourselves off, and go on for Jesus. Thank you.